but over the years it's faded to a dishwater grey, with the paint bubbling up in cracked oval blisters. This building site is pretty much the only place in Amarillis that's not spanking new. The rest of the town feels like it's just been unwrapped from cellophane. One section of the fence is a hinged opening, wide enough for a truck, but it's locked shut with a thick chain which is rusted dark as chocolate. Thinking about my bowl, lost over the hoarding, it occurs to me for the first time how strange it is that everyone calls this place a building site when no one ever builds anything there. "You have to climb in and get it," I repeat.
"We can't go in there," he snaps.
"I didn't say we, I said you."
"There's no way in."
"You'll have to climb over. It's a new ball, it was a present."
"There's no way I'm going in there."
"So you'll get me a new ball?"
"I don't know, I have to go."
"You have to get me a ball, or go in there and get that one back." David looks at me with heavy, reluctant eyes. I can see on his face that he's given up on the ball, and now he just wants to get away from my nagging.
"I'm late," he says. "My uncle's visiting."
"You have to help me get the ball back."
"I'm late. It's just a ball."
"It's the only one I've got."
"No, it isn't."
"The only leather one."
"Don't be such a baby."
"I'm not being a baby."
"Baby?"
"You're being a baby."
"Baby?"
"Saying baby, 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 or..."